in a lot of verses. I'll share a little bit on a few of these and some of them just to be read, just stir our hearts. I want to start, though, by reading Psalm 100, the short psalm, just five verses long, but so powerful, so good. It says, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And then verse 4, what a beautiful verse. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. And this was written about 1,000 years before Christ. And so here we are about 3,000 years later, and his truth still endures, does it not? It's enduring here tonight. Where it says a psalm of thanksgiving, it means, a psalm meaning to offer thanks, adoration, even the idea of the extension of hands, of giving praise to God. Really, it's expressing the idea of not just being thankful, and we should have a thankful heart, but actually expressing that through the mouth, other means saying thank you. That's a powerful thing. It's I think why I enjoy this service, because again, in a few minutes here, there's opportunity. And again, obviously giving thanks to God is not limited to this time and sharing praises and thanks to God. I mean, this is a very minor part of that, but an opportunity to do that publicly. I think a beautiful picture that's found in Luke 17:11, kind of the difference between having a thankful heart and actually expressing thanksgiving and expressing that to God, which hopefully that's something we're all doing on a regular. In fact, I would say if you have a prayer life, and hopefully you have one, it absolutely should always start with praise and thanksgiving to God. He knows what you have need of before you ask, and we got to know that we've been created here not to be a people. Our first call in being created here isn't to be a people to bring a laundry. God said, I'm going to create you to bring a laundry list of needs before me, though we absolutely can and are called to, and gloriously he receives them and is blessed when we do that. But before that, we've been created to praise him and give him thanks. And when we do that in our prayer life, it sets our mind and heart right. And then bringing the needs before him, we're reminding ourselves, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, of the awesomeness of God, that I'm not talking to the wind here, but I'm giving thanks and praise to God who's given me breath in my lungs, that daily loads me with benefits, that died on the cross of Calvary for me, that has given me his word full of promises, yes and amen. And I'm going to tell you, there's great blessing in giving thanks to God, expressing that, having a thankful heart. Luke 17:11, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Speaking of Jesus here, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And again, these were outcasts. They had to live outside the camp and declare, I'm unclean, if anyone without leprosy came near to them. And they lifted their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now listen, all 10 of them had been healed. No doubt all 10 of them were thankful. I mean, if you have leprosy and you're an outcast and you've been separated from your family and society, and they understood they needed a healing, they understood Jesus provided that healing, was able to minister to them. They stepped out in faith and coming to the Lord, which is awesome. And then as they were cleansed, though, only one came back to give thanks. Again, no doubt they all had a grateful heart, but only one actually came and give thanks to God. And Jesus was blessed by that. Jesus took note of that. Again, weren't there 10 cleansed, but only one has come. But then also notice what he says to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now, they were already healed. And yet the Lord says, your faith has made you well. And I believe this is indicating to us that this man not only had that external healing, but he had a deeper healing that took place in his life. And I'll tell you, when you give thanks to God, you have a joyful heart towards God. It brings a healing to your soul. Gratitude for your soul, gratitude in your soul towards God is health to your soul. I think of Nehemiah 8:10, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if you struggle with being joyful, listen, you need to start giving thanks to God every day. You need to get a laundry list going of things to give praise to God for. And I guarantee you, when you start to step back and you start to observe and look, that list will just keep growing and growing and growing, from the spiritual things to the practical things to the natural things to so many little things that we just take for granted. We're called, again, not just to be thankful, but to express it. I mean, throughout the scriptures, there's this charge to give thanks to God. Obviously, a grateful heart, but also expressing it to God. And just a few psalms here. I'm just going to read these and notice they all have reasons to give thanks tacked to them. And again, these psalms even expand beyond this, but just a few verses here. Psalm 30, verse 4, sing praise to the Lord. And we've done that tonight, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. So when you just think of his name, and hopefully we think of him often and our minds are set on him, give thanks to him. Give thanks to the Lord throughout the day. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor for life. And he loves us. He never quits loving us, but we are his children. And there's sometimes when he corrects us, but we can give him thanks in that, because even in him correcting us, absolutely he's showing favor to us. It's a favorable thing to have a God who loves us, who not only we can say Abba Father to and get on his lap, but we know he would shed us for our good, and that's favor on our behalf. He says here, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Isn't that good news to know? And we've all had seasons of weeping and trials and tribulations. Maybe some of you are having one tonight, or you're in a season of it. Give thanks to God, because in Christ, joy's coming in the morning. God's working it for your good. The Lord's going before you. He won't leave you nor forsake you. And even in whatever trial you're going through, he's working it for your good. It might be a trial of perfection. It might be one of correction. But praise God. Give thanks to God. He's in it. He's absolutely going before you. Psalm 105:1, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the people. And we're among the people tonight. So again, make known his deeds. Make known what you're thankful for among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Notice, talk of his wondrous works. And I've said often times to people, we're like, you know, I want to share Jesus at work, but you know, there's always someone over your shoulder, and they say you can't talk about this or that. But listen, when people say, how's it going? You got an open door right there. Give thanks to God. Give praise. Hey, I'm doing good. My God is so good. I'm thanking him. I'm praising him. I'm giving him glory and so forth. And then the boss, hey, what are you doing? Hey, they asked. I'm giving thanks to God. I'm making known of his wondrous works and so forth. Psalm 106:1, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is good. Amen.
Amen.
And his mercy endures forever. Then Psalm 107, 1, and notice verse 8, verse 15, 21, 31. Just for time's sake, I'm just going to read verse 1, and it's a repetition of this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Then notice verse 8, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul, fills the hunger soul with goodness, and it just goes on. Listen, he's worthy of praise, worthy of thanksgiving. So many reasons why. Notice Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock. And notice my and I being used. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Are you in Christ tonight? You can claim that. These are all things that he is to us. Again, he continually gives us good gifts. Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. To daily be loaded down, it means to be heavily laid upon us. Again, from the breath of our lungs to the beat of our hearts, water, clothes, food, the sunshine. And then you get into every spiritual blessing of the heavenlies in Christ. Again, all of the provisions he gives to us. He gave us the greatest gift, his life. Galatians 1:3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And as I said earlier, again, he works all things for good. Trials, difficulties, setbacks, even those things we're tempted to complain about. Not that we do that often, do we? You know. Notice, again, Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purposes. And that's those in Christ. God's glorified in our giving thanks. Guys, we've been created to give thanks to God. God gives us things to enjoy, absolutely. Many believe that they're here just to fulfill their natural appetite, party and die. He gives us things to enjoy, but we've been created to give glory to God. We've been created to give pleasure to God through giving him praise, giving him thanks. And God's blessed with a thankful individual, with someone that gives him glory, with the leper that comes back out of the tent and says, thank you, Lord, and worships God and gives him glory. Notice Isaiah 43:7, everyone who is called by name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. We've been created to give glory to God. And he's glorified when we give him thanks, when we give him praise. Notice Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So again, in giving thanks to God, he's magnified, he's glorified, he's honored. I think he's especially glorified and honored when we're going through difficulty and so forth. And that testimony can be given of Nebuchadnezzar when, again, the three Jewish men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're thrown into a fire because they won't bend knee to that idol. And as they're in that fire, and the expectation was they'd lose their life, and yet the Lord sustained them. And old Nebuchadnezzar, looking from afar, says, hey, we threw in three, right? Why do I see four? And the four looks like the Son of God. Again, he was being magnified in that fire as they had trusted in God. And in trials and difficulties, when you say, you know what, I'm going to give thanks to God. I'm going to give glory to God. I'm going to give praise to God. He's magnified. He's glorified. And I'll tell you, when you do so, there's healing that comes to your soul. There absolutely is when we count our blessings, when we give glory to God, when we, again, think on the cross of Calvary and we get the right biblical perspective. And then absolutely, listen, giving thanks to God is his will for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And you look around at the world, and the Bible speaks of this often, is how the world's unthankful to God. You go read Romans 1, and it says, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And you see them then headed in this direction of a deprived mind and walking in gross immorality and so forth. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, know in the last days perilous times will come. And it goes through a laundry list of men's hearts being hard in their actions and so forth. And right in the midst of it says they're unthankful. They're unthankful. And it's a world in many ways that's marked by hearts that are unthankful towards God Almighty. And I know this, God has called us out of the world, not to continue to act like the world, but to be set apart for the glory of God. And listen, that so often revolves around just giving thanks to God. Saying, you know, I'm not going to be like men, don't want to give thanks to God for all the goodness. Because listen, he causes the rain to fall on the righteous and unrighteous, and the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. And so it's God's will for us to give thanks to God. Maybe you're going, oh, what's God's will for me? Lord, what do you want me to do? What mountain do you want me to go climb and so forth? And we want specifics, but we need to walk in his general will for us. And much of it's found right here. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And his will for us is good for us, and it's always to his glory. And I'll tell you, when we do give thanks and it comes out of our mouths, and absolutely, it's a reminder to us of God's greatness to us, and it produces a peace in our hearts. Through the Spirit of God working in our hearts, when we're walking in his will, we're aligned with his will, but also to remind us. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of the goodness of God. We need to preach to ourselves. As I've said often, the preacher you're going to hear more in all of your life is going to be yourself. You're preaching to yourself. And what are you proclaiming to yourself? The truth of scriptures. Remembering who God is? Have you gotten to this place where you just preach, a heart of complaint to yourself and of, you know what, the thoughts of men and doctrines of demons versus the promises of God and the truth of God that's yes and amen. Notice Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing. Notice, but again, in everything, by prayer and supplication, notice, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And notice the fruit of it, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that passing of understanding is when it's like, you know what, I'm on the fire right now, and I really, you know what, looking at this practically, have no reason to have peace. But as I give thanks to God, and I give glory to God, and I do what God's created me to do, I'm reminding myself, and the Spirit of God, as I declare these truths, is working through them to remind me, not just that I know on my mind, but that I know that I know I don't need to be anxious because my God's on the throne. And God's going before me, and God's going to see me through. And that's why, in part, it's God's will for you, because you're reminding yourself of the awesomeness of God. And God is the rock, God is the mountain, and anything I'm going through, it's like pebbles compared to the Petra, the mighty rock of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.